Hello, could you give a status update about the strip of buildings on Broad Street, former home of Hello Burritos? I walked past today and could see inside the windows of one of the buildings, and there was 1 foot tall moss mold blanketing the floor and walls. I'm not able to share a photo, but took one of what was visible. I think anybody would tell you, thank you, Kate, for the question. I think anybody would tell you that the key to our downtown is what's going to happen to Broad Street on the north side. And even before the pandemic, those buildings were vacant and they were an eyesore and they were a problem. As we go forward, I think one of the things that we talk about is how do we expand the energy of Main Street up past onto Broad Street into those neighborhoods that we've talked about before with Northside 2027 and things like that. So it's absolutely a priority for me. We've started to see some movement as far as redevelopment of the Boyd. I think it's a super important project. And I'm looking forward to, the city working with the owners of the buildings there as we come out of the pandemic. I have some other thoughts as well, but I'll let Grace answer this as well.
Thank you. Well, very good question. And again, I totally concur with Willie. We need to look at all the options. For Broad Street, again, it's a gem. That's a hidden gem. I frequent churches and stores and restaurants on Broad. And it is sad that in certain areas of Broad, it's a lot more appealing than other areas of Broad and downtown. But I think as far as the blight goes, one thing that I talked about when we had a Southside Vision meeting a week or two ago. And, one issue that the residents brought up similar is, blighted properties that are left vacant, especially by developers. And I'm looking into that. In other municipalities, what they do is they impose a fine. If there's going to be a property that's going to be left vacant and blighted after so long, you're going to get fined and you're continually going to get fined. And that's something that I really want to look into and propose in the near future. Northside 2020, the area that Broad Street is in, I think that's going to be very valuable. I've seen the sketches and that's really going to enhance the area. The other thing that's going to help on Broad Street, especially by New and Getter, is the Walnut Street Garage, we're going to have to do something with that. And when we rebuild it or whatever we do to that, it's going to be enhanced. And hopefully that's going to flow over and enhance into Broad Street area. The other thing I would say finally is, what we're looking at in our inclusionary housing task force is bringing some incentives to the developers. If they want to do development, fine, but they have to do something like State College in Pittsburgh does. If you don't want to do every 10th unit is affordable, then you have to donate toward a housing trust fund. And we could use that housing trust fund to fix the blighted properties and make them into housing units that are affordable.
Yeah, and I would just add to that as well is, I think that our businesses in both North and South on North and South side would say that we want more people living downtown. And obviously we have to do that to fit into the scale of our downtowns. But if you take a look at that area of Broad Street, if you take a look at the Walnut Street Garage, as Grace said, is that when that comes down, there's gotta be a housing component when it goes back up. And it becomes a little bit of a chicken or egg thing. Like, do businesses want to invest there and then people come, or do people come and then businesses want to invest there? So you kind of have to be working on both of those parallel tracks. But our businesses, especially coming out of the pandemic, they want to know, where are the people coming from? It can't just be people that are driving in from the suburbs and other areas. You need people living and working and playing in these areas. And then, Grace had mentioned Northside 2027. One of the goals when I had proposed that a couple years ago is, how do you make the connection with those residential neighborhoods that are closer to downtown and closer to Broad Street even stronger? We all know when we go to some cities, and we have some areas like this in Bethlehem, that walk downtown is one of the most enjoyable ones you can get. And it doesn't feel like you're walking half a mile or, a quarter of a mile or whatever, because it is an enjoyable walk that you feel safe and things like that. So I think that one of the things that we do is, as we start to invest in the infrastructure and as we start to make those streets and neighborhoods around there more connected to our downtown, we're going to be able to even bring more people downtown and show businesses that, hey, it's worth going into this building. It's worth redeveloping this building because we have the people that are going to come to support your business.